I want to get to a topic that's exercising many, many people on the north side. You may have seen it online over the weekend as well. In that brown water is coming out of many, many taps once again. Councillor Michelle Gould is on line one. It wasn't a planned outage over the weekend. What happened to your knowledge, Michelle?
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Not too bad. Well, what actually happened was there was no water. So people turned on their taps and there was no water whatsoever. And then it transpired then that a lot of people just had dirty water, like Tanora, back to the same old way again, coming out of their taps. So I contacted Ishka Éireann on it, and they said that it was a faulty valve. They had to repair a valve to a reservoir, and it actually affected over 10,000 properties. So, like, this is a massive, massive outage, and there was no notice given. And only because we rang them and emailed them that they actually put a notification then of by way of an update onto their website. And okay. That went out by text to people. But to be honest, it was a bit late at that stage.
I know nothing about the engineering of water delivery, but what you're suggesting there is that one valve controls supply to 10,000 houses. And in the that going faulty and being fixed or replaced, 10,000 houses had... And I saw a video of one person filling their sink. It's absolute muck that was coming out of the tap.
Oh, it is. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And I just feel like Groundhog Day, we've had this conversation for the last over 2.5, 3 years now at this stage. And it's the exact same complaint. So, like, this, people are so angry, and I can't blame them. Every day, the water is unsafe to drink, and they're just fleeced from buying bottles of water. And just it's just so unsafe. It's so unfair on people.
So you'd imagine the sale of bottled water on the north side has gone through the roof then?
Oh, through the roof. But that's very unfair, because Ishka Éireann should at least supply alternative water then to these people. Like, Mick, we're talking about people who are vulnerable, people who might not be able to have the ability to go to a shop, either at the cost of it or to be able to carry it back to their house to be able to drink water. And you saw now this weekend was probably one of the hottest weekends we've had. And we had people without water. You know, and I've had people on to me talking about they need bottles for their children, they've vulnerable family members, you know, there's people with sight issues, they can't see the discoloration in the water, you know, so it's a health hazard, and it's an absolute disgrace, and Ishka Éireann would really, really want to get their act together at this stage.
Well, clean water is a basic human right, in fact, so much so that the protests that surrounded the impending arrival of water charges forced the government even to change direction there.
That's right, yeah. No, it's a basic human right. We need, but what the basic human right make is clean, safe, healthy drink of water. That's the message here.
Now, businesses were up in a heap as well on Saturday, and your heart would really go out to anyone who was in the hairdressing business, for instance, or anyone who was serving coffee or tea in a cafe or restaurant. Businesses really, really suffered over the weekend.
They did. And to be fair, I mean, look, I know we were blue in the face from asking Ishka Éireann for, you know, subsidies, what's wrong with giving these businesses some concession prices, you know, on their water or rates or something like that. But these people need to get something. It's so unpredictable. And this is their livelihood. This is their business. Just like us drinking the water from the tap, that's our lives that they're dealing with. You know, it's scandal after scandal with Ishka Éireann, and it's really not good enough. You know, they really need to invest now in money and really give the north side proper drinking water at this stage, because it's going on for absolutely far too long. It's probably the biggest outside of housing maintenance and housing. It's the biggest complaint that my inbox is full. I wake up every day and people are telling me the water is brown again today, Michelle. The water is unsafe today. And where do we go? You know, we are constantly getting copy and paste messages back from Ishka Éireann. You know, we're raising it to the highest level. It just seems like they don't care about the people in the north side, you know, at this stage now. And it's really not good enough. But we keep fighting for it because, you know, we're part of the north side up here. And I mean, it's just gone on for so long. We're so frustrated with it now.
All right. Is it the local authority or is it Ishka Éireann that, you know, its remit to supply clean water? Because it's the local authority that charges these businesses rates. Of course, there's many, many more residences in the area than there are businesses. And they've an entitlement to clean water as well. Has there been any kind of light at the end of the tunnel or any fixing date? I see today they don't really have any plan to replace 10 kilometres of asbestos pipes, saying, oh no, sure, if water's in an asbestos pipe, safe to drink. I wouldn't like to drink it if I knew.
Well, I put it this way now, people have lost trust in Uisce Éireann, because last year there was a scandal as well about the level of manganese that was in the water. So it's 80 micrograms per litre that the WHO say is the safe limit, and anything above that is unsafe. And last year there was over 450 micrograms per litre. And we got that information as an FOI from Uisce Éireann, right? So if you think that you're going to trust Uisce Éireann that they didn't send us notification, they told nobody that this level of manganese was in the water, are you really going to trust them then if they say that the asbestos pipes aren't dangerous?
You know? Okay. All of this happened. If you're doing this, Michelle, for 3 years, and all of this happened right through a general election, well, how come your feelings weren't made known then or at the ballot box?
Oh, we've been made known. Oh, we have been raising this. We are blue in the face in Sinn Féin from raising this. We've had numerous meetings with Uisce Éireann. Like, just even to put it this way, 500 kilometres of pipes need to be replaced. And last year, they replaced 6 to 10 kilometres of cast iron pipes across the city. So you're looking for a timeline. I mean, it'll be decades before there is any improvement and before the water is safe. So the government, like, we have a Taoiseach from Cork. And the Taoiseach of Cork, Micheál Martin, and Fianna Fáil and the government are leaving the people of the North Side down because they are leaving us drink and have this unsafe water. They should be shouting from the rooftops about this.
What's the water like today?
Awful. Ours is cloudy. I've had pictures sent to me now of people with black silt again. And it's not only just the drinking water, but I've had people on to me now again about their showers, about their machines, the clothes in the washing machines. It's just an endless cycle. It's just a really endless cycle. So no, the water is no better today. And I probably won't hold my breath waiting for an email back because, like everybody else, we'll just be sending in the emails. We'll be getting a reference number and that's it. So, but we're still raising it and we'll continue to do so. So if anybody wants to send me their air code, I have a fine list ready to go to Uisce Éireann as well today.
Okay, and people can be forgiven for taking the likes of everyday services like electricity and water for granted. Electricity isn't something you don't even think about as long as it's working. And clean water for those many houses around Cork that have constant clean water, they never really think about it. It's there, you turn on the tap, it's clean and it's working. You don't have any issues in your washing machine, you don't have any issues trying to make a cup of tea, you don't have any issues trying to shower your children or maintain some level of hygiene yourself. That's not the case for the people in the North Side.
No, it's not, and it's not fair, and it's just something we're totally sick of. Like, there is a vulnerable customers register that you have to sign up for it. But beat this now, Mick. They don't send a message or they don't ring people to tell them if the water is discoloured. So, you know, where do people go with that?
I guess because they'll spot it themselves and start the complaining through the likes of you and other councillors.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I suppose if you're a vulnerable person at home and you don't know if your water is running and it's discoloured, you're at the mercy of it then. You know, there was a meeting before and Uisce Éireann said to people when they asked, you know, if somebody was blind, how do they see if the water, you know, how can they tell if the water is discoloured?
That's a fair point.
And do you know what they were told? Get a family or a member or a neighbour to go in and check the water, put it into a jug and put it into your fridge.
Okay, here's a text. Here's a text, Michelle, that probably won't give you much comfort. A caller says the people are giving out, the caller, you, in other words, says people are giving out about water and having to buy it, but yet they'll go abroad to Spain on holidays and buy it, no problem. That's hypocritical, says Frank.
Tis not. I mean, this is everyday people. And first of all, people are entitled to a holiday, just on a side note there, if they're working hard enough, you know what I mean? But on the other side of it, we have vulnerable people. We have people, does that man not understand there are people that cannot, with the cost of living, cannot afford to be buying the water all the time? And why should they have, they shouldn't have to. That's the bottom line here. They shouldn't have to. The responsibility shouldn't have to be on people who are suffering day in, day out with dirty, unsafe water. The onus should not be on them to be sourcing their water supply at all.
All right. Councillor Michelle Gould, thank you very much for coming on the programme
this
morning.
Thank you.
And I hope it gets cleared up soon because it is running for years now, an issue.
It is. Pardon the pun.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.